no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Listen, I want to talk to you today about them. Them. I was consuming the normal media that I consume, and I'm about to tell you what my normal media is, and it may all of a sudden make me into a them for you. I tend to listen to the first thing I listen to in the morning just to get caught up is I listen to a thing called The Daily from the New York Times, which is a podcast. It's 20 minutes. It takes one story and they go deep on it. And then sometimes I'll look at CNN and I'll check in with NPR. So you could say that is definitely on the liberal side of the media scale. The other day I tuned in and really watched and listened and paid attention to Fox News. Not a place where I would normally get my media. The reason I did that was that as much as I like and appreciate, and I still consider the New York Times the paper of record. We have called that the paper of record in this country for hundreds of years. If it happened and it was true, it's in the New York Times. I still hold that belief. I know a lot of people don't, but I do, okay? Nonetheless, I noticed that the media that I tend to consume could not get through a sentence without attacking President Trump. So I decided what was the other side looking at, and I went over there and I realized they were attacking the Democrats. And so it's literally just this and this and this. And what they've discovered is that the media you consume is not there to educate and inform you. You think it is. Oh yeah, it's there to educate and inform the electorate. No, it's not. It's there to reinforce your own biases. It's what you already believe. Now, once you get into these biases, once you get into this is where I stand, this is where I believe, then you create in your own mind, there's an us and there's a them. And there often has to be a them. You know why? Nothing gets people involved and engaged like having other people to be pissed off at, okay? Being seriously angry at another group is the basic and best way to get people engaged. Having an other that you've got to be. This is why it is, as a person who was a unity minister for many years, we talk about what's going good, what's going well, what is working, what we aspire to. We don't put our energy on what is wrong, okay? Other churches always have a wrong, always have an other, always have a cause that they are trying to in the world, and it is that raw that gets people in. There is us and there is them. And the one uniform thing about them is that they are wrong. I think I told you, this is why I dropped out of the Florida Vegans group on Facebook. I got tired of them attacking other people. Now, if you want to talk about the positive aspects of being vegan, great, I'm down with that. I've been vegan for going on 11 years now. However, if you want to just attack people who eat meat and talk about ain't it awful and everything like that, I'm not interested in your them. To me, emotional maturity comes when you cease to label others quite so frequently, and that starts with not labeling yourself. I eat a plant-based diet. Does that mean that I go around and hit people over the head with a baseball bat that are wearing leather shoes? No, sometimes I wear leather shoes, for crying out loud. Well, then that means you're not vegan, somebody actually told me. Okay, fine, you can take away my label. We get so caught up in the labels because we need a them to tighten our us. Our us gets tightened by them. And I was asking myself this morning as I was journaling in anticipation of having this conversation with you, did Jesus have a them? I mean, we tend to think of Jesus as an enlightened master, that he is the model in our culture for an enlightened master. Did Jesus have a them? Yes, he did. Repeatedly, Jesus talked about the Pharisees. The Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees were the empowered Hebrew leaders who were basically a puppet government for Rome. They went along with everything Rome said. The job was to keep the peace and collect the taxes. And so he attacked them as being a puppet government for Rome. And that got people so excited. That's the reason that Rome was upset. That's the reason Jesus was crucified. It was considered religious to the I keep wanting to say Israelites, which would be correct, to the Jews. It was considered religious to the Jews, and Jesus affronted politically the Romans. Okay, there he created an us and a them, and he built his movement. So am I saying that we can actually aspire to go higher than that, than Jesus? And my answer is yes. Because in our day-to-day lives, we don't need to build movements. We need to understand people. And we need to not so closely identify with who we think we are, such that we have to draw people outside of our circle. I read a study not long ago about people who had recently become Christian, and what they had done was they asked people a bunch of questions. I don't know how they did it. This is one of those, I don't know how they did it, but they were able to get people's opinions before and after a conversion experience. And in this case, it was to Christianity. And what they discovered was that their answers were now tainted by the label they had given themselves. In other words, they no longer thought, what do I think about this? They thought, how would a Christian respond to this? And that's how they responded. Nothing wrong with that if you consider a Christian as a person who aspires to do the highest and most Christ-like thing. If, however, it's a political thing, that's a different thing. So, us versus them. I was actually, as I was preparing for this, listening to Us and Them by Pink Floyd. I love that song. So my question for you, before I check back in with all of you here, is who is your them? And don't tell me you don't have one. Don't tell me you don't have one. I used to have several, and I am constantly identifying them. One that I used to have, living in South Florida, has had one huge benefit for me. And that is put the rudest and most diverse drivers I have ever seen in my entire life right in front of me. I have a mixture of people in Lamborghinis doing 140 miles an hour, just glazing off everyone's sides and bumpers and literally going off the road. And if I drive from here to Miami, or even here to Florida City, which is only about 25 minutes, I will see people like that, and they will be right up on my bumper. And then I also have the little old people who have moved down here, and they've said, you know what, I've driven fast enough for the rest of my life, I'm going to go at half speed. So you've got all of those people here, and they are blessing me because I no longer seek to label them. It used to be the fast people were this, the slow people were that in my minds, and now they're non-people to me. I am simply driving. I have done this enough now. I feel that it no longer gets upsetting to me. I don't need to label them. I can simply be with how they are. Step number one when we're trying to deal with someone we don't understand is usually to label them. If we're a Democrat, we're very liberal. Ah, they're but just redneck. You know, if we're a conservative and they're a Democrat, bleeding heart. That labelization immediately reinforces us and negates them. Now, by the way, why do we do all this? Because we're insecure in our own us. Please take that in. If you could get that at a deep level, there would be so much less discord in your life. You would find fewer people to be in opposition to. The more secure you are in your own position, the less you feel you need to change or negate or criticize someone else's position. And that's a change that happens inside of you. It's a feeling of invulnerability. It's a feeling of security, something we all want. So check your own beliefs and your comfort in them before you feel you need to vilify others who feel or believe other than you do. Cindy says, I do a gratitude journal every day and write what day I'm on. I love that, Cindy. Great for you. If it helps anyone with how to keep, if that helps anyone with how to keep track, that's a great idea, Cindy. Yeah, truly being aware is the number one way of being aware. Patty says, I complained this morning when I couldn't on this, when I couldn't get on this site. Well, that's okay. If you didn't do it out loud and or nobody heard you, it's okay. Actually, you're not supposed to complain out loud, period. Cindy says, I remember hitting day two, then complained it took me too long. I love that, Cindy. That is so awesome. Sonia Preston says, oh, hello from Tasmania, Australia. Another place on my list. Now, y'all start thinking about this and visualizing meeting me in person when everything opens up. Maria Williams said, sad I have to leave today. Love the message again. I will make sure I get back to listen later. Have a super day. That's great. Be sure you sign up at willbowen.com/blog, and we will make sure we send you an email reminder in case you ever miss. Patty says, I watch both NBC and Fox to hear both sides. It's important to understand the different points of view. There you go, watching, sharing this now. Mark Gleason says, thank you for the great mug, good message. Will, thank you all, and thank you all for joining me. It's 8:20, time for me to say goodbye so that I can say hello. In 10 minutes, I will be live leading a meditation with many of you, I know. And every day we're getting new people sign up at complaintfreemeditation.com. Right now, check it out, complaintfreemeditation.com. You've got 30 days to get in there and meditate with us. Give it a try. And you'll think, oh, well, this doesn't work for me. 8:30 doesn't work for me. Fine. Every day we stockpile another meditation and I go in and put a description. So if like yesterday or day before yesterday, we talked about healing and I look back and that's the number one meditation people are watching and rewatching. How to feel healing in your body and how to heal your body through meditation. Give us a try. Join us today. What do you got to lose? ComplaintFreeMeditation.com. And for the rest of you who are already planning on being with me, I'll see you there. For everybody else, we'll miss you, but I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Eastern time for our jumpstart. Remember, you are blessed and you are a blessing. Enjoy today. Teddy and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.